I'll tell you what should be a crime. People boarding planes while wearing backpacks. If you're someone who does that, a little heads up, your backpacks are hitting people in the face. I only care about what's in front of me. Hell with everything in my wake. You know when you sit in the emergency exit row seat and you agree to save everyone? How come when the flight is over, no one thanks you? It's amazing what you might have done. You'd think someone would take note of that. Hey, I heard what went down before takeoff. Thank you. The fact that you were willing to put your life on the line to save me, my family, and all the other souls on this plane is nothing short of outstanding. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, just a backpack to the back of the head. I was an almost responder!
At WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here. Our first Monday of Daylight Savings Time. Did it work for you? Everybody's talking about this hour like, you know, it's an hour, folks. You've napped at work longer than that, right? Don't tell me you haven't napped at work for an hour. I saw you in the corner there snoring away. All right, the Academy Awards last night. I watched it. I don't care how late it's on. Last night, it wasn't. Not only was it not on late, they were running short. They couldn't even make it to the time they were allotted, 9:30. They had a stall. That's a first for the Oscars, huh? What, 87 years or something like that? That never happened before. But something also never happened before at the Academy Awards. You ready? After 70 years of being ignored by the Academy, Godzilla won his very first Academy Award last night. It wasn't that goofy American Godzilla. This one was the superior Japanese flick Godzilla Minus One. Received the Oscar for Best Visual Effects. The guy who spoke for the team, obviously not fluent in English. He read off a speech and a piece of paper. His enthusiasm was pretty awesome, even though we couldn't understand a word he was saying. Did you notice when you watched, did you look down at their shoes? Yeah, they all wore Godzilla claws for heels. And they all came up with little baby Godzillas in their hand. I heard this Godzilla Minus One is a knockout. Came in two versions, Godzilla Minus One and Godzilla Minus Color, where it was shown in black and white. The clips I've seen, this is Godzilla. Yeah, not that horrible American version we had. This one was really good. Now, they say it won't come out on DVD and Blu-ray until the end of the year, 2024, so... And I think it's done playing in theaters. They might bring it back. I have to talk to Brett Hoffman over at Marcus Theaters Friday. We'll see if they can get Godzilla Minus One back. You know where the name Godzilla Minus One comes from? All right. When the atomic bomb was blown up in Japan during the movie Oppenheimer, that took Japan to level zero. They were at zero at that point. Godzilla came in right after that and took it below that to minus one. So as bad as Japan was after the bombs at Nagasaki and Hiroshima, Godzilla made it worse. They were at zero, now they were at minus one. That's where the name comes from, Godzilla Minus One. Obviously Minus Color, they showed it in black and white too. I'd like to see both versions of it. I hope when they put the Blu-ray out, it's got both versions on it. Anyway, so Best Visual Effects went to Godzilla Minus One. That was the big news last night. The other minor news, Oppenheimer, I think, won Best Picture. I'll tell you, and we're going to talk to Nell Minow coming up at 7:06 this morning. She's going to be our guest here on the air. Nell is a, she's the movie mom. She's reviews movies. And I've mentioned before, her dad was Newton Minow, who was appointed by John Kennedy, President Kennedy, to be chairman of the Federal Communications Commission back in 1961, I guess. Yeah, that was her dad, Newton Minow. Well, Nell Minow is going to be my guest. We're talking about the Academy Awards when she comes in, and that should be really good because I watched every word of this last night. I'll tell you, my first overhaul appearance was the graphics were so neat, so clean on this show. I loved it. I think that's what sped it along. Plus, I think they got rid of all those technical categories. They don't do them anymore. What they do is they give a special Governor's Awards dinner, and they give them out there. They had no Gene Herschelt Award. Remember that? I was talking to my sister-in-law last night. I said, there was no Gene Herschelt Award. He says, maybe nobody deserved it. Okay. Maybe nobody deserved it. Maybe you're right. But, yeah, Oppenheimer, the big winner last night. Best actor, best director, best picture, Cillian Murphy. You know, I'm always, I knew he was Irish, but I'm always surprised when actors get up, like Russell Crowe, and he's Australian, but Cillian Murphy's from Ireland, and they have these very thick accents from their native countries, but when they do the movies, you can't detect anything. They sound like they're, you know, born in the Midwest. Yeah, Cillian Murphy, he's a good actor. He's been in a lot of things. Emma Stone for Poor Things. I know a lot of people are raving about that picture, including our movie mogul, Brett Hoffman, raving about it. I didn't see it. The only two pictures I saw this year were Killers of the Flower Moon, which was really, for the most part, you know, wiped out at the Oscars, and Oppenheimer, the only two pictures I saw. I was not the biggest fan of Oppenheimer. When I saw it, the music was so loud, it was literally hurting my ears. And I don't know, it was kind of long, and I thought it would concentrate more on the atomic bomb, but it was a major part of the movie, but they didn't concentrate on it. It was good. It was a good movie. It wasn't my favorite one. I think Killers of the Flower Moon was a better movie. It was a good murder mystery and a good whodunit. Robert Downey Jr., well-deserved for his role in Oppenheimer, did a great job. Always does a good job. Let's see who else won. Now, I didn't see the movie The Holdovers. I do want to see it. And Divine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress for that. I heard she was great. You know, I didn't see it, though. I do like the line that the maker of the documentary 20 Days in Mariupol said. That's about the war in Ukraine. And his line was, the first director to come up here and say, I wish I never made this movie. Because it's about the destruction of his country, and we understand that. Barbie won one Academy Award. It was for the Billie Eilish song, which was really good. I forget the name of it. They have it here? What I Was Made For. Billie Eilish and Phineas O'Connell, which is her brother, by the way. Their brother and sister. From Barbie. It was a good song. I really liked it. She really performs well. I like her. What was the other thing? Oh, you know, I didn't realize who was on stage at the acceptance of the Best Short Animated Subject. War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. That was Sean Lennon on stage. Yoko's son. He's a man with a beard. I didn't recognize him. That was Sean Lennon. Who knew? The only reason I suspected was because he said, my mom is now, by the way, Yoko's in her 90s. He said, my mom just celebrated the birthday. She's 90, whatever it was. Yoko's in her 90s. Whoa. I didn't see that coming. But I guess we're all getting old. I mean, John would have been in his 90s. He would have been more than that. Yeah, he probably been about 90 years old. I'm trying to think of how old he was. Yeah, he wasn't. I think Ringo's the oldest Beatle. So whatever Ringo is, think about a year away. There were some technical awards. Poor Things won big. Some of these films I never heard of. I mean, I heard of them, but I've never seen them. I never heard of them before they were nominated. But congratulations to the winners, consoling the losers. And I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a wonderful job. He always does, very quick on his feet. I thought the worst presentation was, what's her name? Comedian. Oh, I can't think of her name. I'll think of it in just a moment. Oh, I can't think of her name all of a sudden here. She was in the movie Identity Theft. I can't think of her name. Anyway, she decided to go off script, and the bit was going nowhere. Her co-presenter said, I think we better stick to the script. I got to find out who that was. She said, I think we better stick to the script. It was going nowhere. I mean, it was embarrassing. So, yeah, that was the worst one. I loved the way they presented the acting awards by bringing out five past winners. I love that. I thought that was what a genius idea. Instead of just reading them off a card and showing a clip, you actually had five former Academy Award winners come out for each one of those four acting awards and talk about the person who was being nominated. I thought that was genius. I just love the graphics from last night. I love the stage presentation. I like the fact that they had a big musical number, the Ken number with Ryan Gosling. You know, I didn't like the, you know, it was okay. The song was okay. But I like the fact that it was a big musical presentation, because I don't think the Oscars have done that since Billy Crystal did that fake version of one of the opening songs. You know, you're at the Oscars, Oscars, Oscars. So all in all, I thought it was great. Not only did it not go long, they had time to kill at the end, where Jimmy Kimmel read a review from the former president, which was a nasty review. It's, if you have, you know, my dad used to say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And I guess the former president had nothing nice to say. But, yeah, I had a great time last night. I had my my food in front of me. My wife, who's really not a big fan of the Academy Awards, was in the center of the other room. Go watch your movie in the other room. She was watching Pretty Woman in the other room. You know, leave me alone. Don't talk during the Oscars. Yeah, it was a good night. We'll talk more about that with Nell Minow coming up at 7:06 this morning. At 7:18, we're looking for sunshine today with a high near 61. Clear tonight, lows 45. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 64. It's clear, 32 degrees now. I think I could put the salt away that's sitting in a bucket on my porch. Yeah, I took one of the snow shovels home yesterday. Yeah, I don't think we need that anymore. You never know. All right, I'm John Rosen. Thanks for joining us. A Civic Media Station, Hometown Radio Refresh. That's WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible.
It's 6:21 at WRJN Radio. I want to remind you about the Royal Family Kids Camp. Four tickets to see the Bucks take on the Celtics April 9th. This is the VIP treatment. You get to sit in row two, seats one through four. You can scream at the refs and everything from that row. Don't do that. I will get you a parking pass for the Fifth Avenue Street parking garage. Also, you get $10 put on your Bucks app so you can spend some money there. 10 for each ticket. Now, what you do is to bid on this, and by the way, the latest bid is $1,200. You got to come higher than that. The latest bid is $1,200. That's the highest one. We had a lot of bids, but that's the highest one, $1,200. Go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. Bid high, bid often. $1,200 is the high bid right now. You got to bid higher than that. These tickets are worth a grand apiece, and all the money goes to Royal Family Kids Camp. And this is where they take for 1 week all these children in foster care who, you know, had not so perfect lives like some of us. You know, I always tell you I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver household with higher volume. That's about it. But my parents were perfect. They treated my brother and I like we were gold bullion. We were treated perfect. Not all kids have that treatment. Some are taken out of their homes because they're abusive or they're just falling apart and it's a bad environment for the kid. They're put in foster homes. Well, this is run, this is spearheaded by Rick Teller. He's the deputy chief of police in Racine. Him and his wife are spearheading this. It's in Lake Geneva. And for 1 week, they get all these volunteers who take their vacations that week, and they run the camp for these foster kids. And it takes money to run it. And that's what this auction is for. So if you want to bid, go to WRJN.com/bucks. WRJN.com/bucks. The $1,200 bid is the current high bid right now. And beat that. And to make sure these kids have at least 1 week where they can just be a kid again and just run around and feel loved and, you know, and just feel like they're kids. You know, I never went to camp. My mom offered me to go to camp, and I said, no, I don't want to go to camp. All the kids in my neighborhood went. I didn't go. But we went on vacation for 2 weeks every year, and that was like camp to me because we just did fun things. We didn't do museums. We just did fun things. My father took 2 weeks off every year and said, let's go. We packed up the truck, like the Clampets, and we moved on, which I thought was good. All right. So Royal Family Kids Camp, just go bid on those Buck Celtics tickets and just go to WRJN.com/bucks. Feeling ugly? A study found eating refined carbs for breakfast like donuts, pancakes, or sugary cereal makes you uglier within 2 hours. Now, I eat Lucky Charms all the time. That explains it. I was wondering why I don't look like Brad Pitt. Now I know. It's Lucky Charms doing that to me. A museum in St. Louis is hoping to break the record for the most people with underwear on their heads. They're doing it March 14th. It's coming up real soon. St. Louis, the area code is 314. That's why they're picking March 14th. The current record for people wearing underwear on their head is 270. They're hoping to hit 314 again to match the date and the area code, 314. That'll be coming up. I guess we'll report on that. When it happens, coming up in 3 days. All right, we'll find out. Only two people have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 1 million as a group. Can you name them? All right, first one is Paul McCartney, obviously with the Beatles and by himself. Phil Collins by himself and with Genesis. Now, some sources say Michael Jackson should be in there. Well, no. While the Jackson 5 sold over 100 million records, including singles, they sold less than 50 million albums. So no, Michael Jackson doesn't make the cut. I know you want him to be in there because he's the king of pop. I mean, he's sold tons of music. Most of it was done by himself because he's such a powerful performer. But with the Jackson 5, even though I have two Jackson 5 albums at home, that's just part of the 50 million. Now, he's... Can't be in there because the Jackson 5 didn't sell 100 million albums. A radio host in the UK told a story about authorities having to destroy a man's bathtub to save his life. When you hear this story, he wouldn't stop trying to row it to Scotland. And he had his dog with him. They get about a half mile out and they'd sink. And he kept doing it. And they had to keep rescuing him once a week, bringing his tub back to shore, saving him and the dog. They ultimately decided the only way to stop this guy and save his life was to destroy his bathtub. So they smashed it in the middle of the night, and he never tried again. In the end, he lived, but the dream died. By the way, this is another reason why I don't want to fly. A flight in China was delayed more than 4 hours on Wednesday, this last Wednesday, after a passenger threw coins into the engine. Apparently, for good luck, the passenger was arrested. The coins removed. Apparently not good luck. Have you been following what's going on with United Airlines lately? All right. They were took on takeoff the other day, and you saw this in the video. The wheel fell off the plane on takeoff. The wheel just came off. Fell off. Not only did it fall off, It fell into the employee parking lot and destroyed a few cars. It weighs 250 pounds and just demolished a few cars out there as it bounced off all the cars. All right, so that happened. Then, what was the other United Airlines one the other day? There were two more United Airlines stories. I can't think of them. I'll have to look them up. During the break, I'll look them up when I get to those stories. Two more stories. The door falling off, I don't think that was United. What was it? Oh, I know what one of them was. The plane landed and collapsed. The wheel gave loose or something. The plane collapsed on the runway. It went into the dirt is what it did, the grass, and it collapsed. And the wings were laying on the ground. And the plane was at a 45-degree list, and they had to get people off the plane. Another United catastrophe. And there was one more. I can't think of it. And by the way, the plane that went off was that 737 MAX jet. Both those were. I mean, they were both the MAX jets. And American Airlines just ordered a ton of them. I think we should, you know, check these planes out a little better. I mean, the wheels shouldn't be falling off the plane. It shouldn't be skidding into the dirt. I mean, is anybody watching this stuff? Checking the bolts on the doors, and that's going to cost them a pretty penny. People are one person suing for $1 billion who was on that plane where the door blew off. That poor kid got his clothes sucked off. Imagine that scariest thing happening. Anyway, this is one of the reasons I don't like to fly. I mean, there's a million of them, but this isn't. And the belligerent people on the plane. They always are throwing drunks off the plane. Yet they serve them alcohol on the plane, and they serve them alcohol just before they get on the plane. And they can't understand why they're drunk on the plane. Gee, I wonder how this is happening. 629 WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 61. Clear tonight. Lows 45. Partly sunny with a high near 64 degrees tomorrow. Got some tickets to give away to State Fair in the next half hour. Just got to keep it here. I'm Don Rosen at WRJN, the Civic Media Station. Hometown Radio refreshed.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time. It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it because I don't with words. It's an hour! It's an hour! You didn't just get off a plane from Australia? It's an hour! Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? What's going on? Is this milk still good? Who's the president now? Is that an electric car? What's that? Do I have a big bushy beard? What's that? It's an hour.
Boy, too late for you to notice me. To you, I'm just a kid that.
It's 6:37 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Nell Minow, the movie mom, is going to join us to talk about the Academy Awards coming up at 7 o'clock. In case you didn't hear, for the first time in 70 years after being snubbed by the Academy, Godzilla won his first Academy Award last night.
Too late for you to care.
The people who won were so enthusiastic when they got up there. They were wearing claws on their shoes like Godzilla. They all came up with baby Godzillas in their hand. And the guy who made the acceptance speech, he couldn't speak English, but he did his best. He was so enthusiastic about winning with that movie Godzilla minus one, so... After 70 years, the first win. 6:38 at WRJN Radio. Got a good news story for you this morning. Want to hear some good news? All right. This happened back in 1939. A Chinese-American family in San Diego couldn't find a place to live because no one would rent to them. Then an African-American couple named Emma and Gus Thompson stepped in to let them rent a place and eventually buy it. Cut to 85 years later... The family has done well for themselves, and now the original owners from back in 1939, their sons, are paying it forward by selling the house and donating $5 million to create scholarships for black college students. See? You never know what comes out of good. Now, the original people, Emma and Gus Thompson, probably long gone, but because of their act of kindness... Some kids today are going to go to college with $5 million worth of scholarships because of their random act of kindness back in 1939. You ever know where this leads to? You know, we just saw a very good show the other day at the Racine Theater Guild. I got to mention this. It was called Now and Then. You probably never heard of it before. It's not like a big splashy musical like Cabaret or some of the other big musicals they have there. It was a play with four actors in it. And it was so good that 24 hours later, my wife and I were still talking about it. And I think it's over now, so I can probably tell you what the plot was. I don't know. Is it over? I think it's not. I hate to ruin the plot. I won't do it. I won't ruin the plot. But it was so thought-provoking to watch this show, and the actors were so good. The direction was right on the money. The set design was like... Broadway quality. What a great show for people who went to go see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild. It was so good. I can't tell you. It was so thought-provoking, the actual subject matter. And I can't tell you much about it because I'll ruin it for you if you ever see it. So then we found it on the YouTube video. I didn't see it. My wife saw it. Of the author talking about the show Now and Then. There was a YouTube video on there. But these are they aren't big splashy plays like some of the big name stuff you hear about, you know, the big musicals, the big plays like Little Women coming up next season. This is, it's good. And that's why we have season tickets, because we see everything. And I don't know if we would have seen this show, but I'm so glad we did. It was such a great show, and I won't forget it. I mean, the actors in there were just right on the money. Anyway, it was a good show. Max, the latest streamer to announce it's going after password sharers. The crackdown will begin later this year. And yes, in the announcement they mentioned how successful Netflix was in doing it. They're calling it a meaningful opportunity to increase revenue and catch some thieves at the same time. You are stealing. I mean, if you're taking their product and not paying for it, you're stealing. How many times have you heard an artist say they were going to do a farewell tour? And come back shortly thereafter. Happened too many times to count. We have a list of so many of them here. I'm going to only mention two. Kiss. They said their final show was in 2001. Their next tour was a year later. Their big final thing was in 2001. 1 year later, they were back on tour again. Elton John. Believe it or not, he said his final show is going to be in 1977. 2 years later, he was back on tour again. And he's been on tour ever since. Frank Sinatra did that once, I remember, his final farewell tour. Then a year later, he was back on tour again. I mean, they rope you in. They say, this is your final time. This is it. The end of the line. You got to get tickets. And then they, you know, they fool you. And they come back again with one more time. All right. The house used for exterior shots on the TV shows Roseanne and the Conners is up for sale. It's got two bedrooms, two baths. It's in Evansville, Illinois. It's not that expensive. It's $225,000. And for that price, you will also get people taking selfies in front of the house forever. So you get all that. Showbiz news. Michael Keaton. He was on the Oscars last night, by the way. They played the theme from Beetlejuice when he came out. Catherine O'Hara, who was in the original Beetlejuice too, was also with him. Michael Keaton has seen a cut of the new Beetlejuice movie. He says it is great. Actually, what he said, it's great, like Tony the Tiger. Nicolas Cage was also on the Academy Awards last night as a presenter. Fights aliens in his new movie, Arcadian. The trailer was online. Remember JonBenet Ramsey? Remember that little girl who was killed? They never found out who the killer was, although we suspect it was her mother, or her mother knew who the killer was. We'll put it that way. And they're doing a scripted series about her murder. I feel so bad. That little girl was killed, and they think that her mother knew it. They think the brother may have been involved in the killing, or the father. But the mother died of cancer later on, years later, and never told what she knew. She took her to the grave. So whoever murdered JonBenet Ramsey got away with it. It happens. My sister-in-law was, former sister-in-law, was murdered in Chicago back in 1974. Never found the killer. Somebody got away with murder. It happens. A burglar in the UK busted when he left his cell phone behind at the scene. It had selfies and a picture of his passport on there. And they wonder why they're caught. This one's really weird. A fire department in Virginia had to put out an igloo of snow. Someone made an igloo in the parking lot and it caught fire. How does that happen? How does an igloo catch fire? But it did. Sources say Kim Kardashian and... No, that's old news. We're not going to have that. According to a study by the University of Arizona, if you go to work sick, after just 4 hours, your virus covers half the surfaces in the office, including the coffee pot, the desks, and the elevator buttons. And by the end of the day, 70% of the office is covered with your viral germs. People go to work sick all the time. I don't know why. I guess they don't want to lose a day of pay, but they pay you for sick days, don't they? Most companies pay you. Think about this before you defriend somebody on Facebook. 40% of people say that if someone defriends them on Facebook, not befriends, but defriends them, they avoid that person and stop being their friends with them in real life. Women more likely to say they defriend the person in real life than men. A survey figured out how many social media ruins relationships. The top ways are, it makes it easy to find out when the other person lied to you about what they were doing. And you can check someone's history to see if they used the same lines and moves on you that they've used in the past. You know, I watch a lot of Dateline in 2020. More than not, they catch the killer by their posts and their text messages. You know, you can delete them on your phone, but you can't delete them in the computer on your phone. They're always there. And they have these forensic people at the police headquarters who can dig them up. And there are some phrases on there like, yeah, we'll kill him tonight and not tell anybody. And that's all on there. It's on the phone. They get you. What's the creepiest things you can do on Facebook? Speaking about social media, here's some of the best ones. Tagging yourself in someone else's engagement photo. Ooh. Requesting someone's relationship status and address. That is creepy. And friending someone else's grandma. It's not creepy per se. There's something not kosher about that. Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's cleanse ourselves. Give away some tickets right now. We've got country platinum recording artist Riley Green coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. You can buy tickets at wistatefair.com or you can call me right now and get a free pair. All right. Riley Green, country platinum recording artist, coming to the State Fair on Wednesday, August 7th, along with Avery Anna. And give a call right now. I got a pair of tickets waiting for you at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. That's been the phone number here for decades. I mean, literally decades, that phone number. So you should know it. Okay? 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Give a call right now. Phone lines are open. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Riley Green and Avrianna at the Wisconsin State Fair this August. Just a quick reminder here. Always remember that when you have choices, Hospice Alliance can provide your loved ones care in their home or the home of a family member or in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. All right. It's 6:48 at WRJN Radio. That's daylight savings time. I had to change my clock and a car clock this morning. I got in and it said 4 something. I said, whoa! the little heart palpitation started. Most of the clocks here in the building were changed. There was only one I found that wasn't changed. I had to go run out in the lobby and change it. No one's out there, but I felt guilty that, you know, it was an hour off. So, and we'll have to do this all again coming up in the fall. You know, it's funny because when I used to work here before, somehow the engineers back then with the different owners couldn't figure out how to do the computers in the building, how to get everything working, you know, with a time change. So I had to come in at 1:30 in the morning every time we had a time change and sit here and reboot the computers, change the clocks, and no more. Civic Media guy has it figured out, which is good. 6:49 WRJN Radio. Nell Minow, the Movie Mom, at 7:06 this morning here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Hometown Radio Refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me. WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here on this, what's going to be a beautiful sunny day today. You know, I thought when I came in this morning, the sun would be up because we're an hour, we move the clocks an hour ahead. So normally, well, maybe it's when you move it back. Yeah, it's darker in the morning. Yeah. Because when I was coming in last week, the sun was coming up and I said, wow, it's going to really be up. But no, it's the other way around. The sun's longer in the afternoon and less in the morning. Oh, I love coming up, seeing the sun coming up over Lake Michigan. I love that. That looked beautiful. And now it's going to be dark again. All right. What can you do? Sunny today with a high near 61. Clear tonight. Lows 45. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 64. Clear and 32 degrees now in Racine. I like it. All right. I'm not a big exercise person. I probably should be, but I'm not. But this is good news. Shivering for 10 to 15 minutes burns as many calories as an hour of moderate exercise. Research has found that both cold and exercise help produce a good kind of fat in your body that burns calories. So if you just shiver for 10 to 15 minutes, it's the same as an exercise hour. So why am I bothering going to a gym? Why can't, I'll just put myself in a meat locker and shiver for 15 minutes. Get the same results, it says here, huh? Yeah. A survey figured out... We did that one. Yeah, we did that too. Okay, good. We got through there. Let's see what else we got here for you this morning. A poll found that the average adult keeps 20 toys from their childhood, mostly for their own kids and grandchildren. The number one toy people have kept, of course, Barbie dolls. Legos came in next, followed by Hot Wheels, G.I. Joes, Suzy Homemaker Appliances, Fisher-Price Telephones, Light Brights, Slinkies. I have a Slinky. But my son just got it for us. Like, I got it for my wife. I use it. But I got it for her last Christmas. Rubik's Cubes and Nerf Balls. Other toys mentioned, My Little Pony, Etch-A-Sketch. I think every kid had an Etch-A-Sketch. I had an Etch-A-Sketch growing up. Gaming systems like Game Boy, Nintendo, and Sega, and toys like Beanie Babies, Trolls, which people initially bought as investments. Now they're worthless. So they just hang on to them. I didn't hang on to any toy. Now, my Remco Caravelle radio that I had when I was 8 years old is long gone. But my son found one on eBay in mint condition. That's the one that got me started in radio when I was about 8, 9 years old. And he found one, and I have it. I love it. I don't use it. I just like to look at it. The rest of this stuff, no. My daughter has all her Barbies from when she was a little girl, hoping they'll be worth something someday. Some are in the original boxes, never opened. And we had the original Pong game. My ex-wife, my first wife, got the game. I'm sure if I want it, she'll give it to me. Yeah, she's got the Pong game. But all this other stuff, yeah, everybody holds on to stuff. I didn't. I had my daughter. I gave her Light Bright. Every little kid had Light Bright, My Little Pony, and Etch-A-Sketch. You think about Etch-A-Sketch, what'd you make on there, really? You made the American flag. You really couldn't do much with Etch-A-Sketch. All right, here are four things restaurant servers will judge you on. Moving the tables without asking. Not washing your hands after touching a menu. Sending perfectly fine food back because it's not what you expected. And leaving gross stuff behind for them to clean up, like used tissues and dirty diapers. Yuck. All right. I don't know if I told you this story. I don't know if we used this the other day or not. A woman in Alaska says a dead rabbit recently saved her life. She was skating on a frozen lake, but she found it dead on the ice. And she's the resourceful type, so she took it to use the fur for something later. But shortly after that, she fell through the ice into the freezing water. There was nothing to grab onto to pull herself out. But she had the rabbit. So here's what she did. The rabbit was soaking wet. She tossed it onto the ice in front of her, let it freeze to the ground, and used it as an anchor to hoist herself up. Isn't that resourceful? I would have been screaming, help, 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 and drowning. And this woman thought, I mean, how do you think like that? Wow. I don't know. That's pretty smart. Here's what you need to know before you book your next flight. Don't go. Now, new research found that JetBlue planes have the best bathrooms to seat ratios among all airlines. Alaska is the second best, and Southwest is the worst. Alaska is the airline where that door blew off. So I don't know about that. I'd stay away from that. Chipotle sent a customer a message announcing they had been awarded free Chipotle for a year. But after a few hours, they took it back. They said the message was sent due to a service error. They apologized for any disappointment and offered the coupon for one free entree. You gotta be kidding. Free Chipotle for a year, and they took it back and gave the guy one free entree. There's good customer relations, huh? That's what you want to see? Wow, that's terrible. What else I got for you? Would you say you're more productive in the morning or the afternoon? A poll found on work productivity, we feel the most productive at 10:22 a.m., and it's downhill from there. Our first big slump is 1:27 in the afternoon. And then another one on top of that at 2:06. All right. Your chances of dying in a nuclear blast are about 1 billion times lower than falling down an open elevator shaft. Don't worry too much about this. It's interesting, but, you know, don't worry about it. A study found that if you're in the moderate damage area in a nuclear blast, I hate to talk about this stuff, your best bet is to crouch down in the corner of a room facing the blast. That's where you're most likely to survive the shockwave. We used to do that in school. Remember that? The duck and cover things in the hallway? We never understood there were big black glass windows right above where we were doing duck and cover. It would have fallen on our head and killed us in a nuclear blast. Forget about the fact that it's a nuclear blast, right? 658 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh, the civic media station. The Movie Mom, Nell Minow, is coming up next to talk Academy Awards. That's straight ahead here. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us on what's going to be a sunny day with a high near 61. Clear tonight, lows 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 64. Clear and 32 degrees now in Racine.